Next case, please.
This is case number 12,482. Peggy A. Beers seeks variances from the front yard setback, rear yard setback, and corner front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of North Bayshore Drive and South Carolina Avenue. The 911 address is 602 North Bayshore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 3.16, Parcel 81. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement and an 8.1 variance from the required 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed second and third story addition on a non-conforming dwelling. There is an 8-signature petition in support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Staff note there are block sheds shown to the rear property line that are not included in the variance application.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Peggy Beers, 611 Academy Street, Newark, Delaware.
And I'm John Roach, and 22184 Melson Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd just like to ask one question, please. I've been living on South Carolina Avenue for 47 years. And now all of a sudden my address has changed to 602. But the front of my house does not face that way. This is the side of 602. And this is South Carolina Avenue. And the front of my cottage faces towards South Carolina Avenue. I just want to get it straightened out.
I think you would need to talk to 911 addressing and mapping.
Okay.
So you'd have to come to this building, but
yes, ma'am.
Upstairs.
Okay.
Correct?
Correct. And Madam Chair,
I can do that. But I just want to get straightened out which one tonight, which is the front
where
of
you're
my
going.
House. My front of my house is at South Carolina. Yeah, where I'm going. My front of my house is at South Carolina Avenue.
That they would be able to help you.
But not North Bayshore Drive.
Okay.
Okay. There you're on your own.
I guess you're talking to the guy who did the survey work out here on this property. And when I surveyed, I determined that looking at setbacks, the front porch and the left side of the house were encroaching into the setbacks. And so therefore, I wonder why that happened, talking to Mr. Beers, and this house has been there for probably before the zoning code was enacted.
Early 50s.
And so, the idea here is that the building would be added on, the second and third stories. We would have to raise the building up to meet the flood code, which is about 0.8 feet, maybe a foot, say, something like that, and then we would add on. The foundation of the home is not adequate for the second and third story, and so they would have to redo the foundation work to make that all happen, and that all could be done in conjunction with that. So I'm not sure, Madam Chairman, should I go through the checklist and maybe explain how we feel like...
The reason you're here is because the house was built before zoning.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes.
Now because you want to add on to it and get a building permit, you can't do that because you're...
Right.
Not right with the code and the setbacks.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, then I would proceed with your answers.
Okay. So uniqueness of the property. The existing location of the home is not located to allow for the property owner to add on the second and third story because of the size of the lot and the setbacks. And I guess I would like to show that the setback off of North Bayshore Drive is 18 feet, so we actually have two roads that are on the two sides of this house, and that certainly doesn't help us as far as meeting the requirements. Two cannot otherwise be developed. The owner would like to do renovations and additions to the existing home and to be able to add to the existing home and add to the second and third floor, of course. And to do that, it would have to encroach because the building below that is encroaching. So that makes it so we can't develop, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Not created by the applicant, the house was built in the 50s. And at that time when they put the house in, there was no zoning code. And so therefore they put it in as best they thought with the neighborhood. But now that we're trying to do work with the house, we're not in compliance. So this certainly wasn't something that the applicant created, and certainly I'm sure they would have not built the house in that location if known. Okay. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. These properties have all been beach houses for a long time, and that's the character, and that's how this house looks. It's a beach house, is really what it is. So we would not alter the character of the neighborhood with the addition and the renovations. Minimum variance. I guess I could say it's just for the second and the third floor. That's really what we're looking for. So the additions are not going to be extending to the left, to the right, to the front, and the back, but we're going up. So therefore, that's the minimum we can do within this building structure right now, as it sits.
Chose to keep the... I think the variance needs to be for the existing dwelling to bring it into conformity. We're not really worried about the second and third floor as long as you don't go over 42 feet.
Well, that's somewhat true. Because they are adding square footage to the structure and going up, we do require them to obtain a variance for that. So their existing structure predating code would be okay. But the fact that they're elevating it, or if they're elevating and adding rooms, either one of those would require them to get a variance for it, because they're putting more structures in the outside the building envelope.
Okay. I stand corrected.
I can also tell you that when raising the building, the first floor up to meet the flood elevation, I'm a little concerned with the steps. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't have asked for a little bit more, or maybe made that note to this body. And it's something I didn't really discover or think about until planning and zoning personnel said something to me about it. So I'm thinking because we're raising up the building another foot, we're going to have to go out another foot, is really what I'm trying to say. And so therefore, the steps as they exist today probably would not service the raised building, if that makes sense.
How high are you going to have to go with a dwelling?
About 10 inches.
Oh, okay.
10 inches to a foot, something like that.
Okay.
So something else that's a concern. I wish I'd thought of.
Can we add that to the variant?
We've advertised it for front yard setback, rear yard setback, and corner front, so yes. So.
Yeah, and it was for proposed structures, which that would be.
Okay.
I guess to that question,
Mr. Roach, do you know, I'm looking at the drawing here, and I see the porch, and then I see looks like a landing with maybe two steps, and it looks like a little bit of a walkway there.
Yes.
Towards South Carolina Avenue.
Yes.
Do you know, if I guess we're adding another step, so it'd be a foot closer, do you know how far out that would be? Because the house would be 19.7 feet from South Carolina Ave. Mm-hmm. We're taking three steps, now you're at 16.7, but I don't know how deep that landing is. Okay, we can have staff look at that. If it's your testimony that it would be one additional step,
yes.
I'm sure Mr. Phillips or Mr. Whitehouse could calculate what that would be.
Here's a picture of the walkway and the steps right there.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is the this is a side that would be raised up and one put on top. It just be a, excuse me, a straight up and down, you know, like a rectangle type. Porch on top, porch on top, porch, and then the rooms, a couple rooms on top.
Yeah, I mean, did you get through all the five criteria, Mr. Roach?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about this block shed that's on the property line in the back.
It's been there since I've been there, and I've been there for almost 48 years.
Well, there's no variance listed for it.
I know. It was there. It was built in the 50s, so.
It's a garage.
If I can assist, Madam Chair, the database we're using right now doesn't go all the way back to 1970, so it's conceivable that there might have been a variance.
Yeah.
But the development does predate planning and zoning. So
how do we bring this into conformity?
It may be a non-conforming shed. In addition to the dwelling being non-conforming, it would likely...
Just leave it alone?
Yeah. It's the aim is long-term to... if it's replaced, to bring it into compliance. But in the interim, there's a good chance it's a non-conforming shed.
Yes, it's concrete block. And we didn't put anything. We have not done anything to the house, per se, other than, you know, little maintenance on it and all, so.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
So the only difference, other than going up...
Yes, sir.
...is another foot... for the steps, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's the only question I have.
Anybody else?
I'm familiar with the area. As living in Broad Hill myself, I see where this will have no impact on the neighborhood.
Okay. Mr. Sharp.
Got a couple. I'm looking at your site plan, Mr. Roach. I see there's a dot there with a W, and I see two dots there with S's, and I presume the ones with the S's are where the septic or the sewer is?
Yes.
To clean out, yes.
To clean out. Mm-hmm. So is the location of those a reason why the house, when it, rather than being elevated, couldn't be elevated and moved perhaps closer to the middle of the lot?
I'm not sure I'd look at that, but I think that's probably a valid point to be concerned with. I believe the septic drain field would be to the right of the shed.
Yes,
and
here
the rear S.
Yeah, that's what we're using.
So that would limit the ability to put that house at least more into compliance than where it is.
Yes, sir.
Is there going to be an HVAC system with this house? And if so, where is it to be located?
The staff had a few questions or comments, and planning and zoning staff, and that was one of them. And our thoughts were to put it in the, there seemed to be area to the right of the house with a 10-foot wide setback, side yard setback.
Yep.
There seemed to be area there.
And there's an area behind the house.
And behind the house also near the S.
So the plan there is the HVAC would comply with the code?
Yes.
And then it looks to me, and I just want to make sure I'm understanding your drawing here, I see where you have South Carolina Ave and North Bayshore Drive, and there's a dark line there, or there's a line there. Is there a gap there between the edge of paving and the property lines there?
Yes.
About how far is that?
I would say 5 to 8 feet.
Any issues with visibility if this house were to be elevated? I see it's near a corner. Any complaints about its location that you've received, Ms. Beers?
Pardon?
Have you received any complaints about the location of the house as it currently sits?
No. No complaints.
All right.
In fact, I brought over a list of names that we went around the neighborhood and got for you. And in fact, I have another one with me tonight. So, you know, all neighbors are in agreement as far as I know.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Do you have another shed to the left of this block shed?
Yes.
Yes.
And when was it put there?
Now, I can take that one down. It's just a plastic shed, if I have to. That's no big. Just holds the kids' toys, that's all.
Mr. Whitehouse?
Just that, from that added number that Mr. Sharp asked for. So the staff introduced the dwelling as needing a 10.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback. And based on the drawing, we believe the steps require a 14.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback.
And Mr. Whitehouse, I think we would also need...
From the corner front as well, would we not?
Correct, because it's achieving 6.9.
So it appeared to be 8.1 from the corner for both the porch and the dwelling.
Correct. So it would need a variance of 6.9 from the 15-foot corner front.
No, 8.1, I believe.
Correct, yes, because 6.9, so I did it the other way. So.
So you're going to take down that shed, and it looks like there's a brick patio, and it's half on your property and half not on your property. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any other questions? Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here? Oh, one. What, would you like to speak?
No.
No? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against the application?
If anyone on the line who is in favor or opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12482 for Mrs. Peggy Beers. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development. The variances represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification necessary for the issue.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you so much.